Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Well, Oprah, you know, she's been a thing where she's very influential, obviously. And, you know, her weight has been an issue for at least 30 years. And it's up and down. It's been up and down, up and down. And she's, mm-hmm. she was a Weight Watchers, brand ambassador. I don't know if she had equity or not. But, you know, she Weight Watchers. When you thought of Weight Watchers, you thought of Oprah for years. And recently she lost a lot of weight. She was looking very slim. And she announced a few days ago that she is no longer with Weight Watchers, since their stock plummeting. Mm-hmm. Their stock dropped so much that they actually had to report to the SEC. That's how much influence that she had. She said that her weight loss has because she started to take a weight loss pill, mm-hmm. which everybody, that's the wave. Weight loss pills are the wave right now. Ozempic and a bunch of other ones.
On fire.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's moving like blue tops out there.
You call them blue tops?
That's how it's moving. So
blue magic
for sure. So
blue top.
As one person's downfall is another person's uprising.
Yep.
So, and there's opportunities in every crisis. So there's a crisis in America when it comes to obesity. Childhood obesity is at record-breaking levels. I think they said one out of every three children in the U.S. is obese now. And adult obesity is, I don't even know what it is, but it's bad.
Staggering.
Kellogg's contributes to that.
That's a fact.
For sure. So, but that's a crisis, so there's opportunity in that crisis, mm-hmm. right? And these weight loss pills are just moving off the shelves. And the companies that are supplying these weight loss medications, stocks has been going crazy.
Yep, NVO so, Lilly.
Mm-hmm. Eli Lilly, the one that, you know, been talking about for a long time. Ian has always talked about Eli Lilly. Their stock has, I think they're up 150% for this year. That over 700, I think like 780 or something like that right now. Analysts saying that they're going to reach $1,000. They're going to be the next $1,000 stock.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they're not the only one. So this is this for an investor. Because when I saw it on Today's Show. When I saw the news, the first thing I thought about was Eli Lilly and weight loss drugs. I'm like, oh, this is great news for these weight loss drugs. Mm-hmm. So for people that's looking for the next big thing, all signs would point to weight loss medication booming. They said it's going to become a $100 billion operation. And I think it's going to be even more because I don't see people starting to eat healthy. They're only eating worse. People are just eating worse now.
The companies are only making worse food. Can we be honest?
Yeah, that was part of what she was saying. That's part of what she was saying.
Food companies are manufacturing crap.
Well, she was saying that obesity is a disease.
It's a choice too. It's a choice. We have to take some level.
I hear what you're saying.
No, we have to take some level.
I'm just saying what and because it was interesting, right? If the weight loss drugs has become something that is prominent and communicate everywhere, right? You see it everywhere over the past 2 to 3 years, right? But how long did Oprah have these pills? Far greater than the public would know, right?
I'm not sure, but I'll say this.
Would you assume?
Let's not put that on Auntie Oprah jacket.
I'll say this. We have to take some responsibility as a society because when a lot of us are making conscious decisions to feed ourselves cancer. If you still eat McDonald's in 2024 and you are an adult, if you're over the age of 25 and you're eating McDonald's, I don't knock you, but it's similar to smoking cigarettes, right? Similar. Like if you smoke cigarettes, I don't knock somebody that's smoking cigarettes, but you're making a conscious decision that it's a very high probability that you're going to get cancer. It's proven. It's been proven. So if you make
are you going to talk about Zuckerberg? You're not. Okay.
If you make a conscious decision to eat a double,
he's raised his hand.
Whopper.
No. Let Rashad finish.
Burger King, Wendy's.
If you're making
a conscious decision, it's a poor health decision.
You're making a conscious decision to go in there. There's consequences that come with that.
Yeah.
We can't always just blame somebody else. We gotta take some self accountability here.
So that was the other side of it, right? Like if somebody has a disease, it's almost like alcoholism is a disease, right? Like, yes, you're making a conscious decision to drink or consume, but there are parts of neurological, it's a disease.
To make you want to eat McDonald's, that's a disease.
I'm not saying McDonald's specifically, but I'm saying unhealthy choices when you're consuming food.
There's a disease to make you want to have fast food.
Unhealthy choices is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's an addiction. But see, somebody just put that. It's an addiction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Camaraderie and not messing with broadcast and learning. If that's the case, is the wealth gap a choice? Because that's a systemic issue that's been going on for 300 years by design for you dodos who said, if black people just pick themselves up by the bootstraps and invest, it ain't that fucking simple. So, in the same fashion, if the food industry by design is in tandem with the Drug Administration, if I sell you food that make you sick and then Ozempic. Ain't that a cartel?
For sure.
Yes.
Because the food, even when we go to London, people are like, yo, this food bland. I'm like, no, this is what food tastes like without all the chemicals in it.
That's what I said. When they had Zuckerberg, he was eating McDonald's out the country. He said it's four-star Michelin.
Well, I don't know about four-star Michelin, but
that's what he said. I didn't say
even it. Fruit is contaminated. So you can't escape in America, you can't escape it. But I'm just saying, all I'm saying is that there are some conscious decisions that we can do better as a society. That's all. Chili, if you're still eating chili cheese fries and hot dogs and gizzards.
Frank?
And gizzards.
Oh, that's it. Chitlins. Gizzards.
That's probably not the best. That's probably not the best way to go about it. That's all.
Yeah, you said we had to be more empathetic.
I'm being very empathetic.
So I'm empathizing with the people who have an addiction. That's what I'm doing.
And if the additives and the MSG causes the addiction because of lobbying, there's no charge.
It's a tough battle. It's a tough battle.
Well, let's talk about how you can make money off this situation, shall we?
Yes. as I mentioned before, Eli Lilly.
Yes.
Yes, in chat. Novo, NVO.
Let's talk about Novo because we haven't talked about them a lot. We talked about Eli Lilly a lot, but Novo. Let's talk about Novo, shall we?
Yeah, great company.
Because Novo actually makes
Ozempic.
Ozempic, right? Yeah. Ozempic is the leading.
And Wegovy.
So yep. they're the manufacturers of this.
Yeah, so they have the number one and number three weight loss drug. So Mergena, which is what Eli Lilly makes, that wasn't even a weight loss drug, right? So everybody has a historical context with it, right? That was for diabetes. Then their drug that they're actually making specifically for weight loss is Zepbound. So that's where it's like, okay, these four drugs, they're going to run the market. I don't know if there's going to be another. Four is a lot.
Two players of the weight loss. Go with the top four. Just keep it simple.
Those are the top four products. There's two companies that are making them. Stay right there.
So Novo actually has an advantage over Eli Lilly when it comes to this particular subject because they
that
have
particular the, yeah. But overall, no. But yeah,
not overall.
In the weight loss pill market,
they are the champs because Ozempic. I mean, they're most
like,
people
they're like the Medain.
When people think weight loss pill, they think Ozempic. That's the first thing you think is Ozempic.
Medellin and Colombia in Cali cartels.
Yeah.
Similar.
They're the only ones moving. They got the strongest, they got the best product on the block.
And it's only getting better.
Assets.
And they're only gonna have more customers.
So what's the outlook for investing in these companies?
I love them both. If you put them together, I always say invest in the top two in the sector. Novo operating margin is 43%. Absolutely amazing. Revenues amazing. Return on equity is 73.2%. Return on assets is 24%. Great job. Like you said, they own the number one and number three. And then Eli Lilly in combination, if you put them two together, Eli Lilly profit margin is 15%. Institutional ownership is 84%, which is a great sign. And return on equity is 47%. So my only concern is who is going to be the first to have a recall. And there's some hard side effects to these drugs. So the first one that says, hey, you got to get your lower intestine removed if you use it for longer than 3 years, won't be favorable. And there'll be a short on one of these stocks. But in the interim, Novo and Lilly are the dream team in this weight loss space. Yeah. Dr. Miami, you are in trouble. Weight Watchers, you are in trouble. Most companies that are selling nutritional value. And if we can be honest about Weight Watchers, it is a classic case of having a great promise, but an inferior product.
Well, you brought something, you said something that was insightful. You said something that was extremely insightful because I've spoken to some people that's taken these medications and every single person that I spoke to had negative side effects. Every single person.
Horrible effects.
So at some point, potentially, right? Who knows? They could be a class action lawsuit. They could be, it's still new too. We don't know the long-term side effects. Mm-hmm. So even investing in these companies is like, all right, it's going crazy. It's going up right now, but it could be like the tobacco industry in 10 years when all of these side effects really start to come out. If they do, I'm not saying that they will.
Ozempic, constipation, abdominal pain, blurred vision, bloating, headache, rapid heartbeat, heartburn, gallbladder issue, kidney disease, thyroid cancer, dizziness, diarrhea.
And with all that being said,
that's like the Ghana water.
People are signing up every day to get it because of the results.
Well, because the alternative
until somebody's stomach has to be removed.
The alternative is that you're going to die of obesity, or you're going to have high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol. You're going to have to be on dialysis. So it's like, you know, trade off, I guess, you know, one of these things. Would you rather be morbidly obese, or would you rather have diarrhea?
I think they're going to take diarrhea.
I mean, they're going to take the more journals, but they don't have to do 50 parts of why I married this dodo.
Nah, shout out to her.
Oh, what else? Skinny real quick.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.